Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. Now, I know it's been quite some time, about a year to be exact, but I'm here now, and we're going to get right back into this podcast. So today's episode is going to be about exclusivity, or dating exclusively, pretty much the same thing I found anyway from what I've looked up. We're going to discuss what it is, self-awareness when deciding if we should exclusively date, and what boundaries there should be, or what questions we need to ask ourselves before we start doing that. So the first thing we're going to discuss is, what is exclusive dating? What is exclusivity? Exclusivity is when we are both focused on each other enough that we want to not see other people. We want to be monogamous with the goal of a commitment. We don't want the distraction of anyone else because, you know, we like who we're seeing. In this decision-making process, you know, you're still getting to know each other. You're mutually putting in time and effort. It's just that you don't have the distraction of other people. Like, you know, some people will date around, you know, so they may be dating a few people at once. But once you decide that there's one person you would just like to focus your attention on, that's when the question of exclusivity comes up. This usually arises after you've been spending a good amount of time with the person, and you might start questioning things yourself. Are we just talking? What are we? Is that my boyfriend? Am I his girlfriend? And you kind of, you want to label it. Some people don't like that word, but in all effect, that's basically what it is. The point is that you see potential for this to go somewhere, and you're both willing to work towards that future, but still while seeing if you're both compatible. During the time of exclusivity, your lives are starting to entwine. You start hanging out with each other's friends, families. You're communicating often and regularly, consistently. You're having discussions about your future goals and seeing if they meet your standards for an even more committed relationship in the future. So basically, that's it. That's what exclusivity is. Two people seeing only each other with the goal of a more committed future. The second thing we're going to address is self-awareness. And that's important when we decide to do anything, because we want to know if we are ready to take that step. We, meaning ourselves, not just we and the other person, including the other person, rather. We want to see how our mind is, how our heart is, what we want, because, you know, you want to be sure before you decide to take that step with someone. So it really helps if you know what you want. What you want in a relationship, what you want in your life, because that relationship has to align with what you want in your life. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. You have to be sure that you don't want to continue dating other people and really want to just focus on one person. Obviously, there would be no point to being exclusive or calling your relationship exclusive if you still want to see other people. If that's the case, you just have to be open with the other person and just say, you know, I'm not ready to just focus on just you yet. I still want to see other people, but we're talking about when we do want to. So that's something you just have to be sure about. You have to ask yourself, are you comfortable being yourself with this person? If we feel like we have to put up facades or act differently, don't feel like we can be our true selves, that's obviously not a good basis for a relationship. And of course, we're not going to be our full selves usually at the beginning. That's something that comes with time as we become comfortable with the person. But if we feel like there are hindrances to that, like why we can't just be ourselves and can't do the things that we like to do or the ways we like to act, do we feel like there's things that that person does or the way they make us feel that keeps us from that, that's probably not the best relationship to be in. We also want to ask ourselves if we can achieve our goals and wants if you're exclusive with this person. If we're dating multiple people to see if we want to be exclusive, your focus is still not on one person. So you have a little bit more time and ways to focus on yourself. That's not something we necessarily want to lose just because we're exclusive. For example, I'm someone that likes creativity and I need time to write, to make my podcast and create various things. Will a relationship allow me to still do that? Of course, there may be times when allowances have to be made, but if it's constant allowances where now my goals are being pushed to the back burner, they can't fulfill the things they want to do, things that are important to them, that might not be a type of relationship we want to be in. We might not be ready to be exclusive right at this moment. So those are just some of the self-awareness questions we should ask ourselves when deciding to be exclusive. Now, once we decide that we are going to be exclusive, once both parties are in agreement and happy to do that, there needs to be probably a discussion about what the boundaries will be, what changes need to happen, because there will be changes made in how we probably interact with other people, our friends, maybe if we were on dating apps, I probably won't still be on those, so getting rid of those profiles, sorry for the noise in the background, but getting rid of certain things that could bother someone we're with. If we're deciding to focus our attention on them, we need to know what makes them comfortable and what makes them uncomfortable, within reason, of course. Being on the same page is important in preventing issues down the line, so having the discussions beforehand is always best. Of course, there will be times that things come up that we may not realize would be a problem, and then we can have a discussion. How did that make you feel? What can I do to change that? Would this be an appropriate way to handle this situation? Or maybe we might do something that crosses a boundary that the person we're exclusive with doesn't care for, and then we need to address that and, make adjustments. But a general understanding of what is and isn't okay will really help bridge the gap between just getting to know someone and actually being exclusively in a relationship with just them. So those are some of the things that I thought were appropriate to consider when deciding if we're going to date someone exclusively. And we shouldn't ever assume that we're exclusive with someone if there hasn't been a discussion about it. I know there's a lot of times, I feel like more with women, but it could be the case with men. I am a woman, so maybe I see it more, but when we're in a relationship with someone and you're wondering if you're the girlfriend or if they want to be exclusive too, and all these wonderings and assumptions happen, it's always just better to just ask. I mean, it's really just simple to just say, hey, I would like to be exclusive with you. What do you feel about that? Not always ask them, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? But being forthcoming about what we want and then seeing if they want that too. That's really a good way to gauge if this is a right situation for you anyway, because they are now learning what you want, and if they feel the same, it's a lot easier to move forward in a positive way. So if you have anything you want to share about that, I would love to hear it. You can respond here on Anchor or on my Dreamcast page on Instagram. I'm always open to hearing thoughts, opinions, questions, suggestions. And it's good to be back. Thank you again for listening to this episode of Dreamcast, and I hope everyone has a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day. Thank you.